الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد باب اليقين والتوكل. قال الله تعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولما رأى المؤمنون الأحزاب قالوا هذا ما وعدنا الله ورسوله وصدق الله ورسوله وما زادهم إلا إيمانا وتسليما. وقال تعالى الذين قال لهم الناس إن الناس قد جمعوا لكم فاخشوهم فزادهم إيمانا وقالوا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. فانقلبوا بنعمة من الله وفضل لم يمسسهم سوء واتبعوا رضوان الله والله ذو فضل عظيم. We began the chapter, what is referred to as the chapter of yaqeen and tawakkul. As we mentioned yesterday, this word yaqeen means that knowledge in which there is absolutely no doubt whatsoever. With regards to Shariat, it refers to yaqeen, total conviction on the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And tawakkul is to hand oneself over, it has a meaning of tafweev, handing oneself over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, placing our full and complete trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we mentioned, both these actions, both these things are qualities of the heart. And like we make effort on our physical a'mal and deen, we have to make effort on the conviction that is in our hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسِ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. That what do the people think? That we will declare iman, we will declare belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will not be tested. You will be tested. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Allah says, we tested the nations of the past, and we will test you also. فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. And through these tests, we will make it apparent who are truthful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who are liars. Liars in what? On the one hand, we portray something, say something, but the conviction of that is not in the heart. So we find that if a person has to develop total, complete yaqeen in Allah, trust and reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then whatever adversity, whatever test, whatever trial, whatever tribulation has to come in front, ulama say mountains can move, but his iman will not move. Whatever test comes in front, he will be firm. Why? Because he has this complete conviction on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is Imam Nawawi rahimahullah. In this chapter, he first mentions two verses of the Quran. Both these verses refer to two incidents that occurred in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba kiram. And both these incidents actually were a great test, a trial, a tribulation which came in front of Sahaba Ikram. And because of the yaqeen in Allah, because of the conviction in Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were able to stand firm against this great test and trial. The first refers to what is called Ahzab, that is the gathering of the confederations. Abu Sufyan had gathered all the various tribes of the Arab world, formed an army of 10,000 people, and he marched upon Medina Munawwara, camped outside Medina Munawwara, and the object was once and for all, na'uzubillah, to wipe out Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba Ikram. This was a very, very great test. It was at a time when there was much faqa, much poverty in Medina Munawwara. There was no food in the homes, there was no supplies. Likewise, it was winter, it was extremely bitterly cold. This whole incident is referred to as the Khandaq, the time when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took Mashura from Sahaba Ikram and they suggested digging the trench around Medina Munawwara. Very long incident, we're not going to go into the details. But Allah Ta'ala, referring to this in the Quran, says that this was such a great test that وَإِذْ زَاغَتِ الْأَبْصَارِ وَبَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ الْحَنَاجِرِ وَتَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ الظُّنُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says that was the time إِذْ جَاءُوكُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِكُمْ وَمِنْ أَسْفَلَ مِنْكُمْ, when from above, from below, from every direction Medina Munawwara was surrounded. And this was such a test that the eyes were bewildered out of fear. وَبَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ الْحَنَاجِرِ, and the hearts reached right up till the throat because of worry and fear. وَتَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ الظُّنُونَ, and at that time the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, they harbored various skeptical thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now at this juncture, at this time of test which Quran describes is such a severe test that the hearts reached up to the throats, the eyes were bewildered. 10,000 have gathered around Medina Munawwara. Medina is now defenseless. And there was a very, very real threat and danger that Sahaba would be wiped out. At that time, the Muslims broke up into two groups. And both these groups, Allah Ta'ala describes in the Quran. The one group, وَإِذْ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ مَا وَعَدَنَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا. Allah Ta'ala says one group was the group of the munafiqeen. That is the hypocrites. And who are they? وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ. Allah says in their hearts was marad, was sickness. Mufassirin explain what this word marad means, weakness of yaqeen, incorrect conviction, doubts. So what happened when they saw this huge army? They said, ma wa'adan Allah wa rasulu illa ghurura. That Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam deceived us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam promised Islam is going to spread. Qaisar and Qisra, the rulers of Persia and the Roman and the Persian empires are going to come to the feet of the Muslims. That is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us. Allah Ta'ala said that in the Quran. This is what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advocated. And instead of that, we are facing imminent defeat. We're going to be wiped out. We don't know where the next meal is going to come from. We are defenseless. So this was one group. And this type of weakness of yaqeen, what Quran refers to as marad, as a sickness, Allah Ta'ala elsewhere in the Quran, in Surah Hajj, refers to this type of thing. And we have to be very, very careful that we don't fall into this category. Because we will be tested. There will always be halat and conditions. And a mu'min, one whose yaqeen, conviction in Allah is strong, his example, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. He says, my Rabb is Allah and He will persevere. Whatever the test, whatever the trial, whether sickness, whether loss of wealth, whatever it may be. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ حَرْفٍ فَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرٌ اطْمَأَنَّ بِهِ وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ فِتْنَةٌ انْقَلَبَ عَلَىٰ وَجْهِهِ خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينُ. Allah Ta'ala says amongst the people, there are those that worship Allah ala harf, on an edge. What it means, they are unsure, they are unstable, capable of being diverted from Allah's worship by the smallest doubt, smallest test comes. What is the example? فَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرٌ نِطْمَأَنَّ بِهِ. When it is good conditions, then they worship Allah. They are on itminan, they are on ease. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ فِتْنَةٌ. When a test comes, a trial comes, accident occurs, some relative passes away, نَعُوذُبِاللَّهِ, Allah protect us, a child passes away, or loss of wealth, then all sorts of doubts. Because the yaqeen was weak, then this person starts passing statements, Allah couldn't find anybody else like this. What kind of taqdeer I got? Why do I have to face this difficulty? So what is happening? Because of that test, because of weakness of yaqeen, in qalaba ala wajhi, this person, Allah Ta'ala describes it, his face is being overturned. In other words, he's changing his direction. He's going towards irtidad, he's going towards kufr. And what will happen if we allow this to happen? خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. His dunya will be lost, his akhirah will be lost. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينُ. This is a great loss. So what kind of test we are going to face, we don't know, my respected brothers. This is why ulama advise us. We find in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what we call زَيْغُ الْقُلُوبُ, where the heart turns, to keep on making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ قُلُوبَ بَنِي آدَمَ بَيْنَ أُسْبُعَيْنِ مِنْ أَصَابِ الرَّحْمَانِ يُقَلِّبُهُمَا كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ. He said, the hearts, your hearts are between two fingers of the fingers of Allah. Allah can turn those hearts in whatever direction He wants. And with that, with this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us this dua, يَا مُقَلِّبَ الْقُلُوبِ ثَبِّتْ قُلُوبَنَا عَلَىٰ دِينِكَ. That, O Allah, the one who can overturn the hearts. We don't know what halat, what condition can come. Sometimes the test is very severe. And at that time, a person's heart turns. So he used to make this dua. Ya muqallib al-qulub. O Allah, you are the one that turns the heart. Thabbit qalbi ala deenik. Keep my heart firm upon your deen. So what is our protection in the face of tests and difficulties is to develop our yaqeen. Develop our conviction in Allah. Develop our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says, when these armies, when this confederation gathered, two groups broke out amongst the Muslims. One was the group of the munafiqeen, those who had marad, sickness, doubt, conjecture in their heart. What was their reaction? مَا وَعَدَنَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا. Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam deceived us. They told us Islam is going to be victorious, Islam will spread. Now defeat is staring us in the face. They have deceived us, and this test became a means of the irtidad, the kufr, the nifaq, in fact increasing. May Allah Ta'ala protect us from that.